telling you guys, anything is possible. Don't ever get up. Keep grinding, keep hustling, shoot for your dreams.
Shoot for your dreams.
You guys remember Rahaf, right? The Saudi refugee in Canada. She was pretty famous in 2019. She locked herself in a hotel room in Thailand in 2019, claiming asylum in the Western countries. And of course, she got tremendous media attention and support. Just a random girl, by the way, not some political dissident, journalist or anything. She was met by the Foreign Minister of Canada at the airport. All the media outlets covered her story. I had briefly talked about her before, how if it was a Saudi man trying to pull that off, you wouldn't even have heard about it. But of course, you know how it is. International media treated it like she was some sort of beacon of bravery and human rights. It was crazy. And ever since, she has been living on Canadian taxpayers' dime, had a child with a guy she barely knew, opened an OnlyFans. I guess you could say she has assimilated into the Western culture already, achieved the lifestyle she longed for but couldn't have in Saudi Arabia. But guys, there is more. I am not bringing up her story for the fun of it. There is a moral to the fable of Rahaf in Canada. Now, what you probably don't know is the events after. Turns out the father of the child made a live stream a couple months ago, and this is what he had to say.
Better thing, she's doing this, she's fine, and I'm the better guy right here. While I have my daughter in the cold, there's no place that I can put her. And I keep calling her, she doesn't want to pick up. And she say she doesn't care. And she want me to call the police. So of course the police cannot do anything to her. It's okay. And y'all really think this is a joke? Like it's really cold out here. And I try to call her number. And when I speak to her, people feel like, yo, this guy is just trying to get attention or something like this. How am I supposed to get attention when my daughter is in this kind of condition? This is fucked up, man. It's okay. It's almost cold out here, 7 p.m. Calling her, she doesn't want to pick up, and she telling me, put the baby in adoption. Really?
Guys, she tells the father to put the baby up for adoption. Her own baby. She abandoned her own child and left her out in the cold. The dude says there is nowhere he can take her. They are left out in the cold. The baby needs food. She needs shelter. And the mother tells the father to put the baby up for adoption. This is a morally bankrupt individual. Imagine being such a wild and heartless bitch of a mother to leave your own infant daughter out on the streets and tell the father to put her up for adoption. How fucked up is that, man? Like, that's how morally bankrupt she is. She tells him to call the police, and that police can't do anything to her. Like, she knows what kind of country she lives in, and that the laws will be on her side under any circumstances. She knows what's up. Like, she's like, put the baby up for adoption if you can't find shelter for her. Go call the cops. Police can't do anything to me. I feel bad for this guy, man.
And when I speak to her, people feel like, yo, this guy is just trying to get attention or something like this. How am I supposed to get attention when my daughter is in this kind of condition? This is fucked up, man.
It is fucked up. But then again, I hate to blame the victim here, but this wouldn't have happened if he was blackpilled. Like, this isn't even blackpilled. This should be common sense. Like, all he needed to do was look at her previous actions and see her for the person she really is. Guys, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Never ever give too much weight to what people have to say. Look at their actions. Like what? You think she could betray her own country and identity, but not her daughter? You think she could be shameless enough to abandon her family before, but she wouldn't do it again? It doesn't even stop there. There is more. This guy decided to take a DNA test and finds out that he isn't even father of the kid. This is beyond brutal, man. This story is a black pill gift that keeps on giving. Again, guys, again, once again. This is like predicting 8 o'clock at fucking 7:30. He could have seen this coming if he looked at her previous actions. She wasn't some heroic journalist or intellectual with ulterior motives, challenging the political authority, The real brave people are those who challenged the political authority in Saudi Arabia and got imprisoned or even killed. Those who risk something for what they believe in. Meanwhile, she lives in Canada on Canadian taxpayers' dime. And that being said, this also ties up to a topic I want to talk about. I didn't bring up this guy's example for nothing. There was an important comment under my last video. Yeah, JBW, it is real. Here in Brazil, I can easily notice it. But there's another thing about it. Virtually every Brazilian girl would date any white foreigner to make her way out of here. They usually think that every European white American is rich and is willing to provide everything she demands. This is such a good point. And for the record, guys, I never denied this aspect of JBW maxing. In the past, I have warned JBW maxers in our community about this multiple times. Be careful and don't become a green card. Guys, you never want to be in this situation. Trust. Look, man, you want to get some ass. I get that. You got to do what you got to do. But keep it in those countries. Because the moment you bring her to the West, it's over. When you are there, when you are in her country, you have the JBW card. But once she makes it to the West, she has the JBW. And her JBW is much, much more powerful than yours. Never forget that, guys. Once you bring her to the West, it is completely over.
全台湾没交过，对啊，娶了这个标志，这个标志，这个标志已经说，是我女朋友吗？啊，你在说我女朋友吗？对啊，说他叫烂货在一起就是标志，因为跟我在一起，因为跟我在一起就是对，对，因为你根本是个不优秀的外国，你在外国只是乞丐的，你在那边骗吃骗喝，垃圾，有种就滚回去啊！啊，
滚回去。
对啊，你还回来跟我混不下去，看不起，垃圾。
好，都另一个对不对？
好，你也是垃圾，我也是垃圾，是啊，我也是垃圾，是啊，因为我在这边，没有，因为你是个没有成就，没有什么成就。
And guys, it is really easy to fall for this trap, even if you consider yourself black-pilled. Like, so many incels fall for this. No, man, our relationship ain't like that, man. She doesn't see me as subhuman. Bro, wake up. Wake the fuck up and look at the time. What do you see? You see it is 7:30. That is all you see. What you don't see is that it is about to be 8 o'clock soon enough. This happened multiple times with guys I knew from the community. Oh, she doesn't see me that way. You are just jealous. Says the guy who had to go to fucking Southeast Asian jungles to get a piece of ass and lose his virginity. You are just jealous, man. You never had a GF. It is always funny how they get so smug because they got laid. And they act like we can't possibly know any better. These guys are something else, man. What do you think is gonna happen, bro? Your plane is gonna land. You guys take a cab to go home. From that moment on, she will slowly start to realize that you are actually a low-tier insult and how much better she could do. During that very first cab ride, she will see couples in the street. The day after, you will go to the grocery store. Again, she will see other couples. She will inevitably realize that you're an insult in terms of looks, in terms of financial status, social status. She will see a girl in the store and think to herself, I am prettier than her. I am younger. I am smarter. Why do I have to live like this? Like, why do I have to settle for this male? And sooner or later, she will realize that Western laws side with her under any circumstances, and women have all the power in the West. This is gonna happen sooner or later, bro. People are not fucking blind. Just like Rahab, like she says, call the fucking cops. Police can't do anything to me. People are not fucking blind, bro. This is gonna happen sooner or later. And when that happens, it is completely over. Look, man, you wanna get some ass. I get that. But don't be that cringe guy who's lovey-dovey with the first girl he fucks. I am not telling you let the black pill guide you for nothing. There is a point to it. Do what you need to with those females, but don't become a green card.
Dad, what are you doing? I planned this whole thing so you can meet MJ, and now you have to leave?
I gotta go.
This girl is important to me.
Harry, please, look at her.
You think a woman like that sniffing around because she likes your personality?
What are you saying?
Your mother was beautiful, too. They're all beautiful. Until they're snarling after your trust fund like a pack of ravening wolves.
You're wrong about her, Dad.
A word to the not-so-wise about your little girlfriend. Do what you need to with her, then broom her fast.